bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Just nominated for 10 2024 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards, including Best Radio Station and Best Morning Show for Wake Up Rider, as well as Best On-Air Personality, Social Media Campaign, Show Open, Promo Series, Production Director, and Faculty Advisor. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Monday, the Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Steya resigned in the middle of tensions rising between the U.S. and Arab countries. The tensions surround President Mahmoud Abbas to conduct wide-ranging reforms that are associated with Palestinian authorities' leadership. The Prime Minister's resignation has been expected for some weeks. Arab countries and the United States wish to see a revitalized Palestinian authority that can play a role in managing post-war Gaza and occupy West Bank. On Monday, during the weekly cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister said that he submitted his resignation on February 20th, but it was submitted in writing on February 26th. Steya and his government had worked in complicated circumstances due to Israel's decision towards Palestinians. Steya has been in office since 2019 and stated that unprecedented escalation, the genocide, forced displacement, and the people starving in Gaza were some of the reasons for his decision. His resignation was accepted, but he will stay as the caretaker prime minister until a new government is formed in his place. Here is some more information on Steya's decision.
But this is seen to be perhaps one step towards the revitalization, the reconstitution of the Palestinian Authority to enable it to be palatable to the Americans and perhaps less unpalatable to the Israelis for taking control of the Gaza Strip that they after this war.
Audio provided by CNN. Former President Donald Trump appealed his $454 million New York civil fraud judgment. The judgment that was challenged by the former president is that he lied about his wealth as he grew his real estate company empire that launched his presidency and his fame. Trump's lawyers filed notices of appeals on Monday and asked the appeals court to overturn the verdict issued by Judge Arthur Engoron on February 16th. They also asked to reverse staggering penalties that threatened to diminish Trump's cash reserves. Trump's lawyers are pressing Engoron in their court papers to the appeals court. However, the appeal made by Trump will not automatically hold enforcement of the judgment formally made. Trump has until March 25th to secure a legal mechanism, pausing collection while he appeals, known as a stay. The former president's appeal was expected after he vowed to appeal and his lawyers have been planning for months. President Joe Biden is planning to travel on Thursday to Texas over immigration while Trump is also set to visit. The plans come after Biden and his team have been pressed on the urgency of immigration, which has become one of the most serious political liabilities. Record numbers of migrants have crossed over the border under the Biden administration. Biden plans to meet with Border Patrol, law enforcement, and local officials during his trip, according to a White House official. The president is expected to blame the migration crisis on House Republicans. During his visit, he is not expected to announce any new executive action, and it is not confirmed what day the president will travel or make public remarks. Trump, however, is expected to highlight crime committed by migrants in multiple cities in the U.S. during his trip to Texas. Here is what is being said about Biden's trip on Thursday.
So for President Biden to go to the border is significant on its own. When you put it in the context of this spending issue, there's a critical urgency to that. The administration would like to see that done. House Republicans have objected, even though overall House Republicans are talking about wanting more border funding and security.
Audio provided by MSNBC. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. A 2023 winner and a 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Radio Station. This year's winner will be announced on Saturday, March 2nd in New York City. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.